You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. My apologies. We're trying out a new platform today, and as you can see, I look a lot different, and you can see LA Talk Radio. You can see everything looking like a lot differently. So no intro. I'm sorry about that. I'm sitting here listening, waiting for the music. But anyway, let's move forward. Okay, let's move forward. So thank you. I'm sorry, I had to say that. I had to laugh again. Hello, and thank you again for joining On Air with Russell Hotels live radio show. Like I said, we're trying a new platform. This is StreamYard. You guys let me know how it looks, how it feels. I mean, my laptop, I think I may need to upgrade my laptop a little bit or in a little while. But I think I look good. I mean, I look better. I mean, I'm looking at the picture and the picture seems a lot more clearer. I have a green screen in back of me. I know that there's some distortion going on there, but that may be because of my technology. But speaking of technology, I just want to applaud, LA Talk Radio, Sam and Ronan for upgrading and making us look a little better than we, looked before doing the radio show. So thank you to those gentlemen for that. Connecting people in collaboration. So we're all about hashtag hospitality unplugged. Today is Tuesday, February 21st. It's show number 93. We're counting down until show 100. Who would have thought, in my wildest dreams, let's say going back, 2 years ago, would I ever would have thought that in my wildest dreams, I didn't think I have a radio show, let alone a 100 shows. And did you know the average podcast only goes 6 episodes? So we're close to 100. So I'm just thankful and proud to even be associated with, LA Talk Radio and doing this show. So and it's all about giving back to the hospitality industry, which has been good to me for over the years. So that's why I always say hashtag hospitality unplugged, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the hospitality industry. We'll talk about it. I'll talk about whatever I can get to. But the industry is near and dear to me. So, and I feel for everyone that's going through what they're going through with, COVID and lack of working and things like that. And things just being, the way they are, which is, disruptive, just like me, I'm a marketing disruptor. Okay. So, but COVID has definitely been a disruptor for the last, year or so. Like I said, I'm using a new platform today, so we're staying on top of technology. We're using StreamYard, which means hopefully my settings were set up correctly, where I'm actually streaming through different platforms. So streaming through Twitter or not Instagram, but YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook. Hopefully that is working. And with this feature, you can actually come in and do comments and all this kind of stuff. And they're real time and I can see them right here. So I don't have to look around and, to see who made a comment and things like that. So hopefully that works. Okay. So we're going to see, but let's keep moving forward. Industry news. I couldn't start my show without sending out congratulations to Mr. Cleo Battle. He's the new president and CEO of Louisville CVB. Now, what's the significance of this? Why am I bringing this up? Okay, but well, Cleo happens to be African American. Okay, and did you know? I think he's maybe the fourth president CEO of a CVB. Okay, there's only three other ones, to my knowledge, and I could be missing out. I could be missing one person, but there's no more than five. If I miss one person, there's no more than five out there. So this is a big deal. The other three, I'll go ahead and mention them as well, although this is Cleo's day, but I want to go ahead and mention the other three just in case you didn't know. Al Hutchinson would visit Baltimore, Elliot Ferguson with Destination DC, Melvin Tennant with Meet Minneapolis. But Cleo just recently got appointed to the president and CEO of Louisville CVB. So congratulations to him. I mean, I know him personally. I know Elliot personally, but I've met Al and Melvin before. So this is a good thing. And guess what? Black History Month. So congratulations to Cleo, you know, Black History Month. You know, we get a whole month to celebrate, you know, being Black. So after that, you know, we got, you know, 11 months of nothing. Right? But anyway, that was a little joke. So Long Beach Aquarium has reopened its outdoor operations. Now, Long Beach is near L.A. I'm in Los Angeles. So Long Beach is about 20-30 minutes from, say, downtown L.A. It's probably a little closer to where I am. But it's open. So people were ready to, you know, the governor lifted the stay at home order, which was, I think, last week. So, you know, Long Beach Aquarium, they couldn't wait to open up the doors, at least the outside. So that's good. So that's what it's all about. So whoever's been to Long Beach, they need to create a little FOMO. I mean, I'm going to get to that FOMO a little later, but they need to make sure they create some FOMO so people will go and attend. People will understand that now we can get out and do some things, but just make sure you're still keeping your distance and you're wearing your mask. Nothing's going to take the place of that, okay? JW Marriott, LA Live, coming soon. Check this out. The cottages at JW Marriott, LA Live. These glowing private greenhouses seat 4 to 6 guests for a stylish outdoor dining experience like no other. Enjoy an Italian inspired menu from Savoca, I guess that's the restaurant there, a California trattoria, I guess that's how you say it, trattoria, okay, whatever, trattoria, that's what it is, crafted cocktails and more. Reservations information will be available soon. So it's not open yet, but it's coming soon. So the Marriott, you know, they're trying to do some things because guess what? Outside dining is going to be the thing, okay? So if you have space for outside dining, you want to make sure you're letting people know that you have that. Want to highlight that because, like I said, with this whole COVID thing and opening up, and because people don't want to have to go back to, they don't, because I'm gonna tell you this, people are gonna be real leery about going into an enclosed area. So if you have the option to eat outside, people are gonna take advantage of it. So if you have that at your venues or whatever, I mean, even if it's an outside wedding venue, any kind of outside venue that you know people can gather. Now, we're still not able to gather more than, I think, 100 people at this point, but that's soon to change. So you want to make sure that you're ready. So if you have an outside venue, make sure you create some FOMO with that too, or send this stuff out. I mean, I got this via email, so I appreciate, you know, well, I'm on an email list, so I guess good that I'm getting it. Because I think, do people know that I mentioned stuff, you know, about their facilities, their venues online, I mean, on the air? You know, for everyone to hear. You know, last week I had for my show last week, there was over 2,000 people that listened to the show or watched the show. So, hey, you know, it goes from, it can be, I think the lowest, maybe 500. I mean, this is on LinkedIn only, okay? So this is not everything, but 500 to 5,000. So last week we did about 2,100 and still counting, right? So there you go. So that's what Russell, On Air with Russell Fotels, we're reaching some people. Just in case you did not know that, now you know. We're reaching some folks out there. Let's see, what else? What other industry news? Hotels offering COVID testing. Is that a good idea? Heck yeah, why not? Why not? Why not go, you know, to a hotel and get a COVID test if you happen to be there, and, you know, just to make sure you're cool. It'd be great if they started offering vaccines. Okay, that'd be the big thing, right? If you can start getting vaccines at your hotel and give a reason for someone to come there, right? And it's all about the community, right? So if you're, that's all about brand identity. Okay, so say there's two hotels, you know, Hotel One and Hotel Two, right across the street from each other. One is offering COVID testing, the other one isn't. Okay, which one do you think I'll be more likely to go to? I mean, that's just how people think. I mean, they identify that particular Hotel One has the COVID testing. Okay, so I'm thinking like that. Okay, the brand identity, Hotel One Yeah, I know that hotel. That's the one with the, you know, with the COVID testing, right? Hey, why not? So think about stuff like that. And I don't think there weren't any hotels in LA that are doing that. They may have been all international hotels now that I think about it, but that's something to think about as well. Something to enhance your brand identity. You know, I'm big on brand stuff, right? So I'm always going to talk about brands. TSA given the authority to enforce the no mask rule. Didn't I already have that authority? I guess not. No. Well, I guess they do now. So I guess they can. You don't want to mask it up. You don't get past a certain point or something like that. I mean, I would hate for someone to get to that point and I didn't have a mask. Maybe they'll offer you a mask. I mean, are these people that just don't have masks? They've forgotten their mask? Or are these people that want to just say, oh, the heck with this? I mean, I know my rights. And those kind of people, right, that I'm going to get through this and I'm going to get on that plane. So I don't understand, because this stuff is not going away. So let's just make it easy on ourselves. Why make it as harder than it has to be? But anyway, I'm not going to get into that one because that's a whole show in itself. Thank you very much. MPI Southern California chapter. Remember they had the state of the industry last week? I'm going to talk about that as the topic. I'm going to skip what I was going to say about them and move forward. And then at the end where, you know, I talk about a topic for the day, it's going to be that, because there's some good information that came out of that. So, you know, some things that lined up with what I say. Can you believe that? On Air with Russell of Hotel. So make sure you listen, because I want you to hear some of the stuff and to say, hey, that sounds familiar, because you heard it on the show first. Okay. But anyway, I'm not trying to take anyone else's thunder away. When you have a show, you know, you want to talk about those things. So, but it was pretty good. I thought it was real good. It was excellent. The presentations, you know, we're just trying to get back to, we're never going to get back to where we were. Okay. So let's just throw that out there. We're never going to get back to where we were. So, and someone said it's the new, because people say it's the new normal. No, it's the new reality. Okay. It's the new reality. It's not the new normal. Everybody's throwing that around. Oh, the new normal. Ooh. No, it's the new reality. So let's go with that one. What would prevent you from traveling in 2021? I always ask that question. Is it the lack of a vaccine? What would prevent you from doing that? Thinking people are going to be, too many people are going to be around, people not wearing masks. I mean, that could be a good reason right there. Who's hiring? You know, for the last several weeks, I always want to, because we want people to get back to work, right? And people may listen to the show, but, you know, if they forget to go on LinkedIn or what do you call it, H Careers or whatever, and they may just wait for Russell to tell them who's looking. Okay, so where can I find that job? So I have a couple positions here that are opening, and I always try to limit it to, well, actually, I have an assistant director of finance at the Sofitel, which is across. These are in Southern California for the most part. Okay, so assistant director of finance at Sofitel, which is across from the Beverly Center. If anyone's familiar with LA/Beverly Hills, it's right over there. So this position was on H Careers. So assistant director of finance at the Sofitel Hotel, they're looking to hire that position. An opening GM, meaning a GM for an opening hotel. And that's something during this whole COVID thing, there's still hotels opening. Okay, so there you go. 24/7 Hotel Corporation, they're opening up a Hilton Garden Inn in Temecula, California. It's wine country. Temecula is out in, it's almost to San Diego if you go a different route, right? It's off the 15 highway freeway. But, you know, it's a nice community, has wine country. Temecula is cool. So they're opening up a Hilton Garden Inn opening summer 21. So a couple months, right? So they're probably hiring now for then, right? They should have done that a while back. But anyway, 104 rooms, and they're looking for a GM with 5 years of experience. Okay, and that was on H Careers as well. Another position, Hilton Garden Inn Arcadia, which is not too far from Pasadena, which, if you're familiar with Southern California, it's right off the 210. I knew that home. 5 years of 5 years Yeah, but progressive, meaning your career has progressed over the last 5 years. You've gone from housekeeping manager to restaurant to assistant GM, and now you're looking for a GM position, or throwing director of sales in there, and you're looking to for a promotion to a GM. So that's what progressive experience means. So make sure you have that. Assistant GM, Sonesta Hotels. You know, this Sonesta Hotels group, they're trying to take over, right? I'm getting my water here if I can. Oh, no, I can't. But yeah, they're kind of taking over here, the Sonesta. So they have an assistant GM position open. It's in, well, it says Huntington Beach, but I think that's where Sonesta Hotels is. It didn't give specifics about where these hotels were located, but the company, I believe, is in Huntington Beach. That was on Indeed. Then they're also looking for a dual GM position, so meaning two properties probably on the same in the same area, maybe one of those dual branded hotels. I'm not sure what this is, but just check out Indeed, Sonesta Hotels, dual GM position. Another one, a GM and director of sales at a new build, a brand new hotel in Pomona. It's an Ambridge Hospitality Hotel, and that one's on LinkedIn as well. So that's a dual, GM and a DOS. They're looking for that. New build hotel, Pomona, which is outside of LA, I would say about 30 minutes off the 10 freeway. And this is, I think this is probably on Fairplex, off of Fairplex, right off the 10 freeway. And another position, a director of sales at the San Diego Marriott La Jolla. That's a HEI hotel, and that's on LinkedIn. So go ahead and look at H Careers, LinkedIn, and Indeed, and you'll see where those positions are. You know, I don't go into great detail of what they're looking for, but I kind of scratch the surface for you. But if you, you know, you're interested in those positions, take a look at them. Just let you let them know that, hey, I heard about this position on Air with Russell of Hotels. What is the SSI number? Oh, SSI score. I mean, I'm kind of ticked off today. I'm disappointed. I'm ticked off, disappointed on my score. Okay, so I'm about to share that with you in a minute. What is LinkedIn SSI stands for? Social Selling Index. It measures the impact of your social selling efforts with LinkedIn and how effective you are at establishing your professional brand. My score from the dashboard went down. It was 70. Okay, now 69. Can you believe that? What the heck? What am I doing wrong? I got a phone call. I'm going to put in a phone call to LinkedIn and see what the heck is going on. What do I need to do to get over 70? I was at 70. Actually, I was at 71. So I've dropped a couple of points since we've been doing this. I need to stop talking about it, right? But anyway, but hey, that's something I need to work on. Okay, so I'm not going to get discouraged. And like I said, it's not the end all, but it's in the, I'm thinking that I should get a lot better score than 69. Is that a C, a low C? Oh my God. 69 out of 100. Okay. But I'm still in the top 1% of the industry, of our industry, of our SSI rank. And I'm still in the top 4%. I've just dropped down out of the four. This is based on four categories. It's establishing your professional brand, find the right people. I think that's where I dropped another point. Engage with insights. You can tell I'm not happy about this, right? Engage with insights. And then building relationships. So that's what your score is based on. If you're interested in doing this, just Google LinkedIn, well, SSI LinkedIn. Just type that in there, or LinkedIn SSI, and it'll come up. You just click, and then it'll take you to the site where it is, you know, check my score, give me my score. Doesn't cost you anything. It just basically takes a couple seconds, and boom, you'll have your score. So, yes, so interesting. Is your hotel open? Did you go back to work? You need to create some FOMO. Remember last week I said, visit Santa Barbara, Susie K, she, did the most and sent me this, an email, said they're open and, groups that they have coming in and things like that. So, and what new hotels were opening. So, I mean, those are things that you want to do. You want to create some FOMO, that stands for fear of missing out. Throw a hashtag in front of that. So hashtag fear of missing out. So create some FOMO. If you went back to work, And if you got a new job, you know, just let's do it. Let's get people excited, you know, about maybe getting back to traveling, meeting again, you know, maybe, I don't know. Let's do something. Non-meat eats. Hey, last week I got me some non-meat eats, some good new non-meat eats. Some vegan items like burgers and hot dogs and, well, they call them bangers. That's more of a European thing, right? But this company is in Canada. Okay, it's based in Canada, so I had it shipped to me, right? So it's called the Very Good Butcher. So if you're interested in vegan, I'll say vegan meat. Well, vegan meat substitute? It's funny because someone will ask me, like, why do vegans or people that don't eat meat want something that looks like meat? Because we have to identify with something, right? So yeah, it has to look like a burger. So if you want to have a burger, well, you know, your eyes look at something first before you smell it and everything. So it has to be appealing to you. But if it looks like something else other than a round burger, that's what we're used to, we probably wouldn't eat it because you're eating it with your eyes first before you smell it and before you taste it, right? So that's why. For the people that ask that, that's the reason why. Okay. But the items that I received, I think I got like three or four different items. Like I said, the bangers and then some type of link sausage, two packs of like these burgers, and then like this taco filling. I haven't tasted it yet. And then it was like this called ribs, R-I-B-Z. It's basically made out of jackfruit and it's barbecue sauce in it and all this kind of stuff. So I had that last night. So pretty tasty. So I've been eating, you know, a couple of these items every night just to make sure they're good. And they are. I mean, it's a, you know, I do a lot of the Beyond Meat, you know, Beyond Meat. But the thing with Beyond Meat, they all taste the same for the most part. Every Beyond Meat product, if it's the sausage, like the round breakfast sausage, or if it's the links that you can grill like hot dogs, or if it's the burger, you know, the knock against them would be, now it's still good to me, right? But they taste the same. So they're just in different forms. This, the Good Butcher, they all taste differently. I mean, just like you would, you know, normally you eat sausage, you eat a hot dog, you eat a hamburger. They all have different tastes, different flavors, right? Well, these, you know, Beyond Meat is a little different. So like I said, but I'm not knocking Beyond Meat because I prefer the Beyond Meat burger to this one or to any other brand, but that's just me. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? And for people that just listening to the show, swerving takes the place of that P word. You know, people, oh, I'm pivoting, you know, or we have to, no. On Air with Russell of Hotels, we swerve, okay? Hello. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So, you know, if we're at a standstill and we don't know what the heck we're gonna do, invent something. Invent your own reality. That's what we need to do. All right. Contact information. How do you get a hold of this guy? This Russell of Hotels. Russell@RussellOfHotels.com is my email address. Twitter, Russell of Hotels. IG, which is Instagram, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. And I have a company page, which is Russell of Hotels. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. That means I have two Facebook pages. YouTube channel. Yeah, I'm on YouTube. So go to YouTube and please subscribe. And thank you to the two people that subscribed last week. So now I'm over 10 people. Now I'm like at 11 or 12. Okay, get out of here. So there you go. So I'm on my way. See, you just be thankful. Like I said, be thankful for whatever you have, right? Because, you know, like I said, 2-3 weeks ago or a month ago, I had less than 10. I had like 9 and 8 or whatever. So you just have to be thankful for everything you have. And that's what I am. So let's do it. Let's just be thankful and just the little things. Just the little things that make a big difference, right? So what else? I need to share this thing here. There you go. Okay. Where did you know? I missed something. Website, RussellOfHotels.com. So if you want to go to my website, there's a blog there. It's all updated. All information is updated. What I do, you know, what's the perfect client for me and all that kind of, all that stuff is in there. So go check it out. Okay. You can even make reservations through there. You even make hotel reservations through my website. You know that? Single reservations, you can make them anywhere in the world. Did you know that? I don't know if I don't talk about that enough, do I? But you can actually go to my website, and it is at the last, you click on it, Russell of Hotels, and at the last drop down, it says book a hotel anywhere. That means anywhere in the world. Check it out. So we're a live show, right? So we started at 1 o'clock. Well, we started at 1 o'clock today because I had some technical difficulties, but the show must go on. So we're a live show that becomes a podcast. So once the show's over, it becomes a podcast, right? So just want to let you know. And hopefully I'm being streamed on these other things. I'm not sure at this point, but I want to thank LinkedIn for it. LinkedIn actually said I can stream, I can do live shows on LinkedIn now. So thank you so much, because they turned me down the first time. I have to tell you, LinkedIn turned me down the first time when I requested that. But now that, you know, Russell of Hotels has a year, 2 years under his belt and almost 100 shows, the doors are opening for him, right? Opportunity is knocking. Well, I'm the opportunity. I'm knocking, and they're opening the door. There you go. That was a good one, huh? Right. So any questions at all, just reach out to me. I'm going to tell you about something that somebody reached out to me the other day. Who listens to Russell of Hotels? A lot of people listen. Last week, there's over 2,000 people that listen or watched, right? I always say listen, but it's all about is watching and listening, okay? Feeder cities could be, they are. L.A., Orange County, Chicago, San Francisco, New York. Those are major cities, right? And then around the world, we have people as far as the, you know, Australia, New Zealand, the U.K., Canada, the Bahamas, all throughout the Caribbean for whatever reason, you know. They love Russell of Hotels, right? Barbados, Jamaica. What's the other? Barbados, Jamaica, and the Bahamas. There you go. So, yeah, people from there, they listen to On Air with Russell of Hotels. I'm trying to make it to the continent of Africa. Okay, that's going to be the goal, right, to get there. Once I get there, you know, sky's the limit, right? But Europe, quite a few countries in Europe or cities, some cities. Countries. I mean, hope, you know, maybe one day we will be there, right? Like I said, I didn't think I would even be this far. So the sky's the limit. So never limit yourself, right? Never limit yourself and your ability, because you never know who's watching you or who's listening. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Branding, digital marketing via social media. We help, or I help, build your presence through videos and postings. Just go to my YouTube channel and check out all the videos. I have like over 200 videos. I didn't realize I have like over 200 videos that I've done over the years. Didn't know that, but I do. I'm a radio show host. There you go. Interview today's hospitality professionals, or we talk about trends that are going on in the industry. Just like I'm going to talk about the state of the industry that, you know, was the NPI shared that with me last, not just with me, but whoever listened, whoever subscribed to the group, you know, they shared that information. And I'm going to share it with you because it's good information. So I think you all need to hear it. And I'm a disruptor of the status quo. Okay. I'm a marketing disruptor of the status quo, which means I don't do things like everyone else does, right? Because you need to make sure you're not being a passive marketer, especially what's going on now. You can't be a passive marketer. Okay. You have to be, you got to be over aggressive either. So there's a fine line, right? There's a fine line, especially with things going on the way they are now. But you still have to put things out there. And you have to put things out there where people remember. Okay. They're not going to just remember just, you know, oh, I'm going to come to this hotel. But if there's something, if there's some music behind it, if there's something blowing up or, you know, something like that, it's going to catch people's attention. I know. How do I know? Because I do the same stuff for myself, and I see where my brand has gone since I first started. Okay, so it's all about what you're doing is putting things in front of people that may be a little different, right? Maybe explosive. You know, that's what you want to do. So you want to be a disruptor, a marketing disruptor of the status quo. Collaboration and connecting with people, that's what I do all day long. You look at my SSI score, I got a 25, you know, meeting people, right? Networking and all that stuff. That's what I do. That's my expertise. How's your, and that, these are the questions I ask. Someone asked me, you know, what question do you ask? If I come on your show, what questions do I ask? Well, I normally don't give the questions because I want it to be organic. authentic, right? Not rehearsed. So that's typically what I do. I don't give, but it's never, if you listen to any of my shows, you know that I'm not, you know, putting people on blast or blowing people up or saying crazy stuff, because that's not what I'm about, right? That's not what Russell, that's not what my career has been about. That's not what I am as a person, unless you know me personally, no. Okay, but no, this show is about coming on, talking about where you came from, you know, how you got to where you are, basically. Where you want to go, where you've been, and everything in between, you know, just your experiences and things like that. Like I said, people want to come in this hospitality industry because there's a lot of people are going to be leaving, right? So we need new blood and things like that. So, you know, hopefully I'm an inspiration, you know, to people that want to be in the industry. You know, I got 5 years of experience there. So it's been fun. Has it always been fun? Well, you know, for the most part, yeah. You know, I had a couple of hiccups, you know. You know, some things you can't control, because when you're dealing with people, you can't control everything, right? So, but anyway, but you move forward. You never move back. You know, you don't hold animosity or grudge. You just, hey, keep it moving. And, you know, the people that maybe you didn't agree with or whatever, hey, that's just it. Because everybody's not going to agree with everyone. Everyone's not going to get on board with Russell or Russell Hotels. And that's fine. I'm not, because I don't try to please everybody. And you shouldn't try to please everybody. So that's how it is. But my career, for the most part, has been great. I can't complain. And I've been blessed. Boom. Drop the mic. I'm done. So how has your these are questions I ask every week. How is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? So these are questions. So say you wanted to come on the show and you wanted to know what questions I'm going to ask. There's a couple right here. Those are little hidden gems that people don't even know about, right? So I tell them that, oh, no, I don't ask questions. But the 4 of the questions are right here, or at least 3 of them. How is your professional brand, your personal or professional brand staying relevant? That's a huge question. I mean, think about that. How are you staying relevant? And that's what I talk about. That's, you know, as far as marketing, putting you up front, right? Being top of mind. That's how you be. Number 2, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do differently? For your brand, what would you do differently if, you know, knowing what you know now with COVID and all this stuff, when you go back to work or now that you're back at work, what are you going to do different? Because guess what? You're going to have to do something different, because things are different. Things will never be the same. Number 3, have you connected with anyone new lately? Because it's important that we're hospitality people, right? Regardless of what's going on, we still need to connect with people. That's via Zoom, if that's, you know, StreamYard or whatever. Phone calls, you need to reconnect with those people. Okay, that's just it. Especially salespeople. That's what we need to do. That's what we do. Hospitality people in general. That's why you got into hospitality, to deal with people, to talk to people, to touch people. I mean, it's going to be different. You may not be able to touch people like we used to, but it's important that we connect. Let's just say connect. I'm going to touch it. Wrong message. And then Russell saying I should be touching people. No, I'm not saying that. Okay, stop. Number 4, what has the situation taught you? The whole thing, what has it taught you? You know, diversify what you do. Diversify your experiences. Learn more things. Because guess what's going to happen? You know, some people are going to get weeded out. That's unfortunate. It's a law of attrition, right? We don't know. If we don't do enough things, we can get weeded out. That's not good. But, you know, it's just like I said, and my green screen in the back is showing some stuff in the back, and I can't have that. So there we go. I think so. My green screen, you know, I got one of these round green screens in society, you know, and it doesn't cover where I needed to go. So I need a bigger one. So anyway, I got some ideas on how to do a green screen. But anyway, yeah, so I go and order this big round thing, and it's not big enough. But anyway, what has this situation taught you? It's taught me the green screen. I need to get a bigger green screen. That's what it's called. Okay, Hotels, are you selling differently? Well, you need to sell differently. Let's just say that. Are you marketing more or less? You should be marketing more, right? Marketing should be out of the roof, okay? Because you can do a lot of things that are inexpensive, okay? Just like being on a radio show. That's a good idea. It's been disruptive. It's going against the grain. I'm a disruptor because I started a radio show. Who would have thought? No one else. Everyone doesn't have a radio show. I know I'm ranting, raving now, but everyone does not have a radio show. So that's something that I said, you know what? I'm going to be a disruptor. I'm going to start this radio show. So that's what I did. I didn't say disruptor. Disruptor is a new term, but that's basically what it is, right? So you have to put your brand or keep your brand in front of people. So that's what you have to do, especially if you're a salesperson, right? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? That's always important, right? And I always say this, are we waiting for things to happen or do we make things happen? Do we wait for the phone to ring or are we making the phone ring? Are we being proactive or are we being reactive? Only you can answer those questions. I don't know your answers to those questions. Shout out. Check this out. Okay, last week, first of all, shout out to Miss Lauren Brown. Okay, Lauren Brown, hospitality professional from Houston. Okay, she watched the show. She was, I guess she wanted to, I don't know, start her own show or something. And or maybe she was interested in finding a show like a podcast on hospitality professionals. And she typed it in Google. Guess the first one was, it was me. So she called me. I got this message like last Thursday, I think. And I didn't even get the message until like later in the day. She called like at 10:30 in the morning or something like that. I didn't see the message that I had a missed call to like later. I was on Friday because I was out, actually had to drive to Ontario. So on my way back, that's when I called her. And we talked for like almost an hour and a half, as long as it took for me to drive from Ontario to L.A. But she was talking about, you know, my show, how, you know, she liked the show and she was looking for someone to, you know, to talk to about. She's going to start her own consulting business, a hospitality consulting business. And I told her, of course, this is what you do and blah, blah, blah. So we talked about a lot of different things about, we discussed brand loyalty, you know, how people aren't loyal anymore. You know, you got a lot of millennials. How do you, you know, reach out to those people? We talked about a lot of things. So she's a great person. I can't remember the name of her company, though. But anyway, her name is Lauren Brown. She is in Houston, Texas. So thank you so much, Lauren, for your phone call. I told you I would give you a shout out, and I did. And hopefully we can continue conversations later. If you have any questions at all, always feel free to give me a call. So she's been in the industry for a while. In fact, she said she was married to someone, a chef, I believe. Someone is in the no, he's a GM. Her husband's a GM. Her dad's the chef, and her dad and her mom met in a hotel and got married. And it's something that just like the perfect little hotel family, right? I mean, when you hear that, the mom and the dad work in a hotel, they got married. And then the kids, you know, one of the kids marries another hotel person. You know, like, so there's four people in one family, right? That's crazy. I don't think I could do all that. But that was great. That was great. That's a great story. And thank you for sharing that. But like I said, if anyone has questions, I mean, I always open that up. I mean, if you're interested in talking about anything, I mean, feel free to give me a call. I mean, that's what I'm here for. It's not just about the show. I mean, if you have something you want to talk about, let's do it. Right. So let's do it. So, where am I? Okay. The topic for today. Basically, it had to do with NPI state of the industry. And I want to thank Mr. Darren Green, Senior VP of LA Tourism, and Dr. Layla Rack. She's with Rack Enterprises. She is a consultant and obviously a professor as well, right? I believe at a university that has a hospitality program. I can't remember that, so please forgive me on that. But I do want to mention those two names because they were instrumental on putting this whole thing together. So, like I said, last Thursday, NPI did their state of the industry address. And, you know, things came out. And some, like I said, some of the things I've been talking about before, and not to discount anything that they said, but, you know, some of the things I had talked about before. But first one, it had to do with, you know, DMOs and CVPs should be taking the lead on your destination and give updates to your shareholders or whoever, you know, is involved in, you know, booking things at your particular hotel, city, you know, and I'm sure most CVPs do that. But the thing that I guess I look for is just similar to what Susie K with Visit Santa Barbara did. You know, I'm a meeting planner, and you want to get information about that destination, see what's going on, what has changed. And just like she did, she sent out information about you know, what hotels were opening, you know, any new restaurants, that there are booking groups. So business is open, right? And they're trying to get back to as normal as we can during this time. So we want to make sure that the CVB is they're the sounding board for everything, because hotels have closed down. And like I said, we don't know unless the CVB tells us this, right? We don't know which hotels are closed. We don't know which ones are open. We don't know which ones have gone through renovation, because guess what? The hotels, they don't have enough people there to send out this information. So the CVBs have to be the ones to take the point, take the ball and run with it, right? So I'm making some metaphors here, but yeah, take the ball and run, you know, do score the touchdown, whatever. So Super Bowl, you know, that kind of stuff. So they want to make sure, you want to make sure that's what's going on. And I mentioned that last week, but they reiterated that. I was like, this is it. This is why I'm listening to this, because they have some good stuff. Highlight your open air venues. And I mentioned this earlier. I think Darren is the one to mention this. Because of what's going on, if you have open air venues, you want to make sure you highlight that stuff, because people are going to be looking for that. Everybody doesn't want to be enclosed in a restaurant, right? They want open air, because hopefully, you know, the COVID virus or whatever, it just flows through. Doesn't, you know, it's not confined to a room. So, and then, like I said, in California, it's easy to do that because we have better weather than most of the country, you know, hate to say it. And I don't, you know what, and I'm with you guys, the people with the bad weather, right, or the inconsistent weather, because I don't like perfect weather all the time. So I want some inconsistent stuff. Anyway, I just had to throw that out. You know, people, snowstorm back east, things like that. But, I mean, today I think it's, I don't know, 60, 65 maybe, and it's clear though, 65 degrees. That's what I'm just going to say about 65. But it's kind of warm today. And it warm, yeah, 65 is kind of warm. But yeah, so open air venues. So highlight, if you have open air venues, create some FOMO. Okay, there you go. Create some FOMO about open air venues. Wherever you are, you have open air venues. Because not only Southern California people listen to this show. So wherever you are, make sure you highlight your open air venues. Virtual meetings are here to stay. Virtual meetings are here to stay. Production quality presentations will be required. And I've been talking about that, you know, like bandwidth, hotel bandwidth and all that stuff to have these virtual meetings. You're going to have to upgrade your game. You have to step your game up, because people are going to be expecting that. And like I said, 70-30, okay, 70% of people, when we get back to these meetings, whenever that is, 70% are going to be at home watching it online, like where you're watching me. And then 30% are going to be there in person. That's just what I'm saying. That's On Air with Russell of Hotels saying that. That's not anyone else. But what's important, that anything, what you get from that is virtual meetings are here to stay, and production quality presentations will be required. Quality production, okay, will be required. So you're going to be looking at, because just wait. There's going to be people from the movie or entertainment industry, they're going to be in more meetings because of just mark my word, and you heard it here first. Planners looking for flexibility when booking, and this is just feedback that they're getting from people. Planners looking for flexibility when booking. You know, there's still uncertainty with meetings, so you know, clients are going to want an out. Meeting planners like myself, I don't want some type of out, right? We don't want some heavy duty restrictions, or you got to do this, or cancellation. If you do this, you got to get stuck with this and that. Make sure you read your agreements, right? Make sure you try to get, if you're a meeting planner, make sure you try to get things that are important to you, right? And of course, the hoteliers are going to try to get, or not try, they're going to, you know, they're going to ask. It's a negotiation, it's a give and take, right? They're going to give in for certain things. But remember, they're stuck with certain things. They've lost a lot of money. So, you know, we're all looking for deals. Oh, well, shoot, you know, they got to give us a deal. But they haven't had anything, you know, they're running 9%. They've been running 9% last year. But they still have to try to recoup some of it. They're never going to recoup all their money. So but they need to recoup something or start making money. They're never going to recoup the money, but they need to start making money moving forward. Just remember that. And then when you're having meetings and say you need a, first of all, you're going to need more space, right? Okay. Who's going to be paying for all this more space? What about I need someone to take temperatures? Who's going to be paying for that? Okay. That stuff is going to be thrown on your master account, your master bill. Okay. Throw that on the master because that's what, so you're going to have to, you know, be aware of those things, these other costs. They're not going to be hidden costs because they're going to be out there in the open, right? But maybe some people are like, well, that was a hidden cost. No. Ask the right questions. Who's going to pay for this stuff? Okay. Because hotels cannot pay for all these things. Okay. They just can't. So the companies have to, you know, if you want to have a meeting and you want double the space because of, you know, the 6 foot distance and things like that. See, some people haven't even thought about this stuff, right? I was talking to a meeting planner last night. He hadn't even thought about that. It's like, really? That's something. Yeah. Well, I said, hey, it's not the new normal. It's the new reality. Remember that. Okay. Planners looking for, I already said that. Concerns about contacts not being at hotels. I always say that, right? When you call the hotel and or you're emailing people and your contact you had last year is no longer there, what do? Well, you have to find that person, right? You have to call the hotel and say, okay, well, so-and-so's not there anymore. Well, who can assist me? So we have to make sure that we are reaching out. We have to pick up the phone and call and find out, well, who is my new contact? If old contact is not there, and the old contact may be working remotely, and you may not have his or her phone number, but maybe the hotel can, you know, furnish that information for you. But if you're not there, who is the next person that, you know, who's there now that can assist me? So just want to make sure, you know, those things are important. 2022, return of in-person meetings. That's what came out of the thing. They said May 2022, you know. 2021 is maybe another wash, right? But 2022 is when, you know, things are going to start really happening or getting back to having, you know, those in-person or just having the meetings, right? But like I said 70-30, okay? And guess what was going on in L.A. in 22, right? The Super Bowl is here next year. Did you guys forget about that? The Super Bowl is at the new SoFi Stadium in Inglewood next year. And also, I believe Major League Baseball All-Star Game is at Dodger Stadium next year. So 2022-23, I think the National Championship game for college football is going to be Cup, I believe. It's going to be here 23 as well. So the next couple of years, L.A., off the chain. Costs associated with meetings, social distancing, less people in more space, food packaging, temperature checks. Yeah, I just mentioned that those costs packaged and passed on to the meeting planner client or the company who's meeting. No going back to normal. It's the new reality. That's what Dr. Rack said. She said, no, there's no going back to normal. It's the new reality. Okay, so I didn't make that up. She made that up. So I got to give credit to do. Everything's based on the vaccine, right? So we'll start meeting when we get the vaccine. You know, that's what a lot of people are saying too, right? So even I'm saying it. I'm not traveling until I get this vaccine, whenever that's going to be. And you'll know when it's going to be because I'm going to be online, you know, showing you me getting the shot. So you'll know. Planning, and Darren said this, planning a meeting in a destination, think about these things. He was real transparent too. I mean, he was real honest, and you know, of course, he's LA, so he's talking about LA. So, I mean, just things you want to make sure. Like I said, my green screen is moving again. So there's things you want to think about that you may not have thought about when you're having meetings. The homeless impact. You know, one thing about, you know, what's going on, and that is not just here in this city. It's outlying cities. It's a lot of cities, there's a lot more homeless around, right? So you want to think about that. If you're bringing a group and you're trying to have a meeting, you need to find out what's going on in that particular, your particular area. Are there homeless people there? What about you go into different areas. Let's say I want to have a meeting in Texas or Florida. You know, what I heard, a lot of people are not wearing masks. They don't have the same protocols that we have here in California or in LA, right? So are your attendees going to be comfortable with going to restaurants where people, because outside of the convention, outside of the conference, outside of the meeting, right? So people, that's one great thing that we like to do. We like to see what that destination has to offer, right? So if I'm going to dinner and I wear a mask wherever I go, then all of a sudden I go into a restaurant in this particular destination and they don't have masks on. Am I going to be comfortable enough to go in there? I mean, those are things we have to think about, right? So just because we're doing it here does not mean it's happening everywhere. So you want to make sure you check. And those are questions you need to ask. Are retail stores open? Restaurants, are they open as well? And what is the protocol? Tourist attractions, if you're near tourist attractions, what is open? What is the protocol? What are they expecting? Are people wearing masks? Are people keeping their distance? These are things that you need to, you're responsible for. As a meeting planner, meeting professional, whatever you want to call us, hotel site selection, you are responsible for those things. Make sure that you're asking those questions. What's going on? Those are community things. What's going on in that particular community? So, and then check your the CDC for that particular destination. You know, so Center of Disease Control. That's what CDC stands for. So you want to make sure you check CDC for that local CDC just to see what those protocols are, and then that way you can take it back to the powers that be and say, hey. This is what's going on in this particular city. I don't think our people will be comfortable there because of, you know, whatever the situation is, the mass situation or lack of social distancing through the community. Because a lot of meeting plans, you know, we have to go. You're going to have to go check out destination now. You know, some people will, you know, I know that destination. I don't have to go because I've been there. I have meetings there before. But guess what? No, you haven't because you've been there post-COVID. Right. So things are different. That's why I say things are different. It's never going to go back to where it was. Right. We hope it would, but I don't think so. In fact, I know so. It's not going to go back to that. So let's make sure we're taking those extra steps to make sure our attendees are comfortable. Because they want to, we want to make sure they're going to use this again. Right. So there you go. I already said that. I'm repeating stuff. I can't do that. But anyway, no, that I think that was it. But yeah, so I just want to make sure that we know those things. And yeah, I'm getting close to the time. Yeah, because we started a little late, so I'm a little over, but that's okay. I'm at 53 minutes. And that's one thing about this, it times me. So once it starts, I'm at 53 minutes. So I have a couple more minutes left. But that's okay. I'm going to sign off for now, but thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. And just so you know, if you have any questions at all, you can always reach out to me. You can go to my website, russellofhotels.com. All my information is there. My email, my phone number is there. Just like Lauren Brown called me, you guys can call me too, right? Or send you an email. So that would be great. So any questions at all, if I wasn't clear on certain things, please feel free. If you like the new platform, let me know. Hopefully, like next week, I have a better green screen and maybe a better computer and a better laptop. If not, but, you know, we'll just make it work, right? Like I said, I'm just blessed to be on the show, just blessed to be having the show. So this was show number 93. So we look forward to show number 94 next week. So anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotel. I do not take it lightly that you listen to my show or that you watch my show. I do appreciate you. So you guys have a great week. Remember, it's Taco Tuesday, so have something good. I'm not going to say you need to have something non-meat, okay, but have something good. I'm doing a non-meat thing, okay? That's what I'm doing. That's how I get down. So you guys take care. Have a great week. See you next week.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.